It's Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Clay Masters. Governor Terry Branstad delivers his condition of the state speech this morning, where he'll lay out his priorities in 2015. We sat down with the governor in his formal office at the Capitol yesterday to get a bit of a preview. I start by asking the governor if this is the year a funding method will be approved to fix the state's deficient roads and bridges.
I think this is the year for us to address the issue of the road use tax fund. It's been politically a very difficult thing for both Republicans and Democrats, but I believe this is the year that we can forge a bipartisan consensus and get a majority of both Republicans and Democrats in both the House and the Senate to vote for providing the funding needed for the road use tax fund. And this helps counties and cities as well as the state transportation network. I also want to see us address the infrastructure needs for, we're calling it Connect Every Acre, broadband infrastructure for the state. So infrastructure is going to be a major focus, both roads and bridges and high-speed internet.
There were some snags last year with the Connect Every Iowan was the way that it was termed last session. How's this going to be different? What's going to change to get bipartisan support?
Well, first of all, I think there's already been a decision made by an agency at the federal level that has eliminated one of the roadblocks last time, which was the sighting of cell towers. And also, we've been able to get the agriculture community very engaged by expanding Connect Every Iowa to Connect Every Acre, recognizing how this is so important to precision agriculture as well as to small town Iowa. So I think we've got a broad base of support for this. I'm very optimistic that this is a year we can pass these major infrastructure issues. The Battelle study was recently updated and noted that infrastructure is critically important to economic development and the growth of our economy, both for manufacturing and business and for agriculture.
It's a good segue, bringing up precision agriculture, to something that happened last week, in that the state's largest water utility has voted to sue three rural Iowa counties for essentially polluting the rivers that supply the Des Moines and Raccoon River, supply Des Moines with drinking water. You vetoed some funding the legislature approved last year for some voluntary compliance from farmers to try to clean up the water. Why did that happen last year, and would you veto it again this year if it comes up?
Well, first of all, in the time that I've become governor the last 4 years, we've increased funding for water quality by 26%. And we did increase it last year, but the legislature also passed a $130 million one-time spending bill right at the end of the session and put us in a situation when revenue was falling. So I didn't think that was appropriate. I do intend to increase funding for water quality, and I'm strongly supportive of the work that we've been doing with the Department of Agriculture and the DNR and Iowa State on our nutrient reduction strategy. Unfortunately, I think that Des Moines Water Works is making a mistake by filing a lawsuit. These are expensive, and they can really, we need to collaborate, we need to work together, and both our cities and our farmers need to all work on a strategy that's going to continue to improve the quality of water in our state. I'm committed to seeing we do that.
Do you think there's a water crisis in the state?
No. In fact, I know that progress is being made, but through precision farming, we can reduce overuse of nitrogen and fertilizers and chemicals, and thereby make our farming methods, and also using other techniques, filter strips, grass waterways, all of these kinds of things can help us reduce water pollution. And I want to make sure we're providing funding and cost sharing to farmers to do that, and that we're working with the best scientific information to help improve the quality of our water.
Another big topic, really the big story out of last year's legislative session, were these mothers who successfully lobbied for the legalization of cannabis oil for their children with epilepsy. Now they're saying that the law doesn't go far enough and will be back at the state house in an effort to make the oil more obtainable. Do you support more measures being put so children with epilepsy can be treated with this?
Well, both the governor's office and the legislators listened to the pleas of these mothers and families and tried to address them. I think we want to be very careful so we don't run into unintended consequences I don't want to have problems like they have in, say, Colorado or California, where they went too far and where you have people that are getting marijuana that aren't supposed to have it for addressing a medical reason like that. So this is a very controversial issue, and I know the medical community and law enforcement community have real concerns, and we want to be empathetic and to help these families, but we want to do it in a way that's not going to create unintended consequences.
Attorneys general in both Nebraska and Oklahoma are hoping to bring a case before the Supreme Court to reverse Colorado's recreational legalization of marijuana. Do you support that?
Yeah, I think it's been a disaster in Colorado, and there's all kinds of unintended consequences going on there. It's creating problems for their business and economic development.
Would that not hurt the ability for these mothers to provide cannabis oil for their children?
No, because you can't use this recreational marijuana for this anyway. This has got to be a very limited thing that is not going to create the high that people get from this recreational marijuana.
That's Governor Terry Branstad ahead of his Condition of the State speech. You can hear it live today at 10 o'clock on Iowa Public Radio. See our full interview with the governor on our website, iowapublicradio.org.